Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State officials begin dredging the Charles River today near the site of the water main breach on Saturday that led to the boil water order for 30 greater Boston communities. Divers yesterday failed to find the pipe coupling or collar, which was wrapped around the pipe. It weighs about a ton, and investigators believe it key to figuring out what happened. To better understand the investigation and the possible scenarios of what went wrong, we turn this morning to David Sikora. He's principal engineer for the Natick office of the global company Exponent Failure Analysis Associates. Their job is to figure out how and why things crack and break. David Sikora, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. It's nice to be with you.
David, as we just mentioned, investigators are focusing at least initially on that pipe collar. Why is it so important? Why could it help explain how it ruptured?
Well, it's important to have that collar and all the pieces of the coupling to examine and understand the mechanics of the failure. We typically, in a forensic evaluation, will focus and examine each piece to understand how it likely performed during the failure.
So what exactly are you looking for?
Well, we might be looking, if it's, for instance, a bolt, we'll be looking to see if the bolt was corroded in any way, or if the materials that were used to create the bolt were the proper materials. If it's a rubber gasket, we may look to find whether it was cracked or, again, properly composed of materials. If it's a welded piece, we look to see if the weld was proper and whether there was excessive corrosion in the weld. So it depends on the component.
Of course, we're speculating here, but I noticed that when they filled the hole back in after they made the fix to the 10-foot in diameter water main, this time they packed the pipe in concrete. I think last time it was only packed with soil. Could it be that the soil was not compacted tightly enough around the pipe, which perhaps caused the collar to blow out because of the water pressure inside the pipe?
Well, there are many possibilities at this particular location. We do know that it was a fairly shallow pipe. It wasn't buried very deeply. It was apparently surrounded in soil. But, you know, in those types of situations where a pipe is buried in soil and you have the interaction between the soil and the pipe, there are a number of different mechanisms of failure. So soil compaction certainly is an important aspect of a soil pipe condition or behavior. But whether or not that was sufficient to lead to this failure, it's difficult to say without knowing more about the details of that trench.
Sure. The pipe in this case was only 7 years old, the pipe and the collar. Is the age significant?
The age is significant. Typically, when you're dealing with newer materials, they have not been in the ground long enough to have corroded or deteriorated or aged. However, there are certainly are situations where even during shorter time frames that, for instance, corrosion can begin to occur in particular components.
So talk about the forensic analysis in this case. Describe the team and the disciplines that typically will be employed in this kind of investigation.
Well, I can't speak for the team for MWRA that's working on it currently, but if we were to conduct an investigation of this failure, typically we would have mechanical engineers, corrosion engineers, geotechnical engineers like myself, geologists, and material scientists. And depending on what the initial findings were, we may involve others in the team, but typically that would be the core group of professionals that would be involved in this type of evaluation.
And you need that sort of wide-ranging group because?
Well, oftentimes you don't know in advance just what you're going to learn. And depending on how the investigation evolves, then maybe other individuals are brought in or others aren't necessary.
Back to the collar. If they don't find it, will they be able to figure this out?
They very well may be able to. It certainly seems like finding all the components or some of the components of this coupling would be an important aspect of solving a problem, but it may not be necessary.
Why do you think that is?
Well, if it's determined through the finding of other pieces of the coupling that potentially one of those components failed and it was only because other components of the coupling failed that this collar was released, then that might be the cause of the failure.
Well, they certainly have the rubber gasket because when we were on the site over the weekend, the rubber gasket that was underneath the coupling was lying out on the ground. And the reason they found that is because when the water gushed out of the hole, that long rubber gasket wrapped itself around a telephone pole and never made it into the river. So they have that. Are you confident that the cause of this pipe break will be found?
I'm confident that ultimately the cause will be found. Because this was such a large failure and impacted so many people in the Boston area, that there will be an important focus on trying to understand why this occurred. You know, because it is of such a large magnitude, typically there's enough emphasis placed on finding the cause of the failure.
David Sikora, Principal Engineer, Office Director at the Natick Office of the International Company Exponent Failure Analysis Associates. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.